The stage is set, the players are ready, and the fans have filled the stands. Our pregame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company. Now, let's get ready to play some basketball. Tonight's high school game on WAXI is presented by Ivy Tech Community College, Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton, Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Lover's Lane Antiques in Rockville, Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga, Overbeck Gas Company in Marshall and Covington, Geneva Hills Golf Course in Clinton, Futurex Industries in Bloomingdale, Park County REMC, Green Valley Disposal in Clinton, Timeless and Classic Antique Mall in Rockville, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics in Rockville, First Security Insurance in Dana and Montezuma, Wallace Law Offices in Covington and Clinton, Ron Construction north of Belmore, and the Fountain Trust Company.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Attica Red Ramblers currently being announced, but Stephen got to jump on things. I think you have the starters, Stephen.
I certainly do. We're ready to go. Attica visitors tonight here at Riverton Park High School. They're going to be in red uniforms. They've got white lettering outlined in black. For them, starting is going to be a 6'1" senior, number one, Austin Durham. 6' sophomore, number two, Alton Martin. Also 5'9" sophomore, number 13, Drew Sheridan. 6'1" sophomore, Chase Little. And also rounding out the starting lineup is going to be Logan Armisen. So as you look at that starting lineup, Jim, you see three sophomores into that lineup. So certainly a lot of youth there for Attica as well, having to compete in a tough environment here at Riverton. For the Panthers, starting for them is going to be our usual cast of characters. That's going to be number four, Brogan Sanders. He's a 5'9" junior. 6'1" junior, Avery Brittick. 6' sophomore, Jonathan Verasco. Wears number 22, Andrew Gregg. Number 23 is a 6' senior. And finally, 6'3" senior, number 33, Caleb Dickey.
So it will be Dickey and Harmison in the center circle to tip things off. Riverton Park dressed in white, trimmed out in maroon and navy. Panthers control the opening tip. They clear out the right side for Dickey. Good defense by Harmison. Now Verasco with the ball. Post feed to Dickey. Turnaround jumper in and out. Rebound to Sheridan of Attica. Sheridan picked up by Brittick in the front court. He's got a count going. It'll be close to a 5-second call. Gets the ball to Harmison in time. He drives up the left side. His shot's too hard. Rebound on the weak side to Sanders. Brittick on the dribble to the left. Drops it off on the baseline to Dickey. Kicks it outside the three-point line. Shot by Gregg. It's long. Another rebound to Sheridan of Attica. To Harmison. Bring it near side to Martin. Good ball movement right now by Attica. Little pick and roll on the back side. It's going to get a basket for Austin Durham. As the Red Ramblers get on the board first, they lead 2-0. Crossover dribble by Brittick brings it near side to Sanders. Now Dickey on the baseline, out front to Verasco, open from the top of the key. His shot hard, offensive rebound, Gregg goes up strong. Shot rolls off the rim, rebound Harmison. And Gregg's going to be fouled for grabbing from behind. So good work on the offensive board. The little hook won't go. Andrew, a little too aggressive, picks up his first foul of the ball game, first on the team.
Well, thus far offensively for Riverton, all good shots. Everything has been off several passes and an open look.
Good ball movement by the Red Ramblers. Three put up by Martin. It's long. Rebound pulled out by Dickey. Dickey to Brittick, up the right side on the dribble. Shut off by Durham. His pass deflected. Able to get to Verasco, and a foul on the perimeter will be called on Alton Martin.
Fouls on number two, Martin, his first.
His first, the first on Attica. It'll be Verasco inbounding in front of the Red Rambler bench. Brings it in near the 10-second line to Brittick. Brittick back to Verasco. He dives through the paint. They set a screen for Dickey, but they can't get him the ball in the post. They go high, goes back to Dickey. His shot on the way won't go. Another offensive rebound for Gregg. If he tries to clear the ball, nobody there. Picked up in the open floor, going to be laid up and in by Durham. Quick timeout by Coach Simmons. It's a 30. We'll take a quick 30 with them. You're listening to exciting high school basketball on the Trulies 104.9 WAXI.
You've heard the saying, the customer always comes first. At Overpeck Gas Company, it's not just a saying. It's what we do every day. Whether you're a new customer or an existing one, all Overpeck Gas customers share the same great rates and services. Overpeck Gas is proud to be a leading local gas supplier for over 60 years. Contact Overpeck Gas Company today for more information. In Marshall, 597-2201, and in Covington, 793-2501, or visit us online at overpeckgas.com.
Welcome back to River Park High School. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. It's been a slow start for the Panthers. They find themselves in a hole, 4-0. 2.5 minutes gone in our opening quarter. Riverton Park basketball out of the timeout. Got a little weave going. Brittick to the basket. His shot comes up short. Last touched by Riverton Park.
Well, Jim, once again, really good execution on the offensive side. Good high screen. Avery Brittick shows his speed, athleticism. Plants that foot, turns the corner, gets all the way to the glass, but good help side defense. Makes it a challenging shot.
On the right side. Shot put up by Durham, won't go. Rebound to the Panthers. On the dribble into the front court. Pass to Verosco. It's now Sanders on the baseline. He resets out front to Dickey. Dickey drives the paint. Turnaround jumper, won't go. He'll be called for the travel. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59, north of Belmore. Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Attica in the front court. Harmison with the ball. Far side to Durham. Top of the key shot put up by Little. It won't go. Rebound Verosco. Speaking of Little, Stephen, I think his last shot during a game against North Vermont was a 30-footer at the buzzer for a 43-40 win. Heartbreaking loss for the Falcons. Attica ball. They have numbers on the run. Pass to Harmison. On the block, not a real good pass, but he's able to corral the ball and finish. Now a 6-0 run to open the ball game for Attica. Dickey to Brittick. He dribbles to the left. Goes to Sanders on the far wing. Now Greg. He drives baseline. Little spin move. Good defense. Little up and under. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound to Little. Inside, shot blocked by Dickey. Looked like it was going to be an easy basket for Durham, but Dickey comes from the weak side to negate the easy bucket. Pass loose, going to be picked up by Harmison on the run out to the basket. His shot won't go. Put back by Martin, won't go. It's now Harmison on the put back, and it won't go. Finally pulled out by Dickey. Good work on the offensive boards right now by Attica. Sanders on the dribble to Verosco. Open for three. His shot good. He gets the Panthers on the board. Cuts the lead in half. 6-3 advantage to Attica.
Yeah, certainly got to feel good to get that shot to go down. Once again, their offensive looks have been good. So right now there's a lid on the rim. And Verosco finally gets a chance to break out of that slump.
Shot put up on the far side, blocked by Brittick. He comes up with the ball. Gets it to Sanders. Sanders back to Brittick. Little contact on the pass as Verosco forced him to come up with the ball. Pass floated a little bit too soft. Foul will be called on Sheridan, his first, second on the team. Verosco at the 10-second line. Sanders for a three right in front of us. His shot hard. Tracked down by Harmison. Harmison to Sheridan. Quickly up the floor to Martin. He'll slow things up. He's picked up by Verosco. Now on the far side to Little. Harmison out the top of the key. He lets it fly. It's good. It's a three-pointer. He matches a three-point basket. By Verosco, lead back to six at 9-3, Attica over Riverton Park. Dickey on the baseline, his jumper won't go. Rebound, Martin. Up the left side, Harmison takes a look at three, decides the better of it. Ball on the far side to Little. He drives into the elbow area. His shot won't go. Rebound, Dickey. Riverton Park in no hurry as Brittany gets the set play from Coach Simmons. It's going to be a little screen and roll between Verasco and Dickey. Verasco lets the three fly. It won't go. Rebound, Little. Attica in a hurry this time, but good defense by the Panthers. Now Harmison, a couple feet behind the three-point line. His shot won't go. Rebound, Brittany. Each team right now not shooting a very high percentage in the opening quarter. Skip pass to Verasco. Kind of isolate aside for him. He's going to hand the ball off to Brittick. Nowhere to go. Good defense right now by the Red Ramblers. Cross court to Sanders. Dickey now skips it back to Verasco. He drives to his right. Ball was knocked out of bounds. They're going to call a foul on Drew Sheridan. So a tough foul for him. That will be his second to send him to the bench at the 107 mark.
Yeah, good quick first step there by Jonathan Verasco, able to turn that corner on the baseline, and Sheridan reached around to try to get the tip, but he gets called for the foul. So he does take a seat with the two fouls, and that's going to bring in number 14 for Attica, Braden Wagner.
And Ryan Smith for the Panthers. Shot by Dickey won't go. Rebound Attica. Harmison in the front court. As he drives, his floater won't go, but he's fouled on the shot and will go to the free throw line for a pair. We're down to 55.8 seconds in our opening quarter. Attica leads 9-3, an opportunity to add to it. Armiston connects on the first free throw as he prepares for the second. Would like to thank Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Clark Chevrolet, your Chevy dealer since 1928. Find new roads with Chevrolet. We appreciate your sponsorship of high school athletics on the True Oldies 104.9 WASI. Second free throw is off mark. Rebounded by Riverton Park. They go back to their weave. Verasco to Brittick. Clock down to about 30 seconds, unless it's a layup. I'd be surprised if a shot goes up. Verasco does put up a shot from about 5 feet. It won't go. Rebound to Attica. Braden Wagner, he is tied up. The jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Attica Park. Attica Red Ramblers. So we're down to 20 seconds. Attica with a 7-point lead, 10-3. Should get the last shot of the quarter. Durham with the ball, hands it off to Martin. They get in their set, clock down to 5. Harmison outside the 3-point line, drives wide open on the weak side. He finds Durham for the easy bucket. At the end of one, it will be a 9-point lead for the Red Ramblers. 12-3. Stay tuned for second quarter action on the Trulies 104.9. WAXI.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert. I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drive by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bjselectronics.getdish.com. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale has offered high quality, excellent, and personable sales and service, as well as competitive pricing of custom plastic sheet and roll extrusion. Proud to be an active and vital member of our community, FutureX Industries is a great place to work where safety and respect are priorities and employees earn a fair wage. Join FutureX Industries as they support our young people and cheer your favorite team on all season long. FutureX Industries, since 1969 in Bloomingdale.
Back to Riverton Park as we get set for second quarter action. It's been a strong quarter for Attica as they lead 12-3. Panthers obviously struggling on the offensive end, Stephen. Just one field goal. That went to Jonathan Verasco. That's three-point basket at about the midway point of the quarter was all that they could produce. Brittick on the dribble. Trap comes. Easily handled by Riverton Park. Verosco at the top of the key. Dribbles to his right. Kicks it outside the three-point line. Now on the baseline to Greg. They'll take the ball around the circle. Good patience right now. It's Dickey from the near elbow. His shot won't go. Rebound off the two or three Red Ramblers before Martin is able to corral the basketball. In the baseline, Harmison. He'll reset out front to Durham. Little on the far baseline. Brings the ball back to Harmison. And Durham will be called for the travel. So the turnover will give the ball back to the Panthers. Steven in desperate need of some offense. Obviously not shooting the ball very well in the perimeter. Might be a good time to try to dive the ball down to the post and get an easy bucket and get to the free throw line.
Well, Jim, to echo your comment, they were 1 of 14 from the field in that first quarter. That's just shooting 7%.
Sanders goes far side to Verosco. Can't hit the cutter. Now on the near baseline. Good ball movement. Verosco for three at the top of the key. It won't go. Rebound pulled out by Dickey. Unfortunately, too far underneath the basket to get any type of shot off. They go to him at the high post. His jumper won't go. Offensive rebound. Brittick put back to Dickey. Shutting down the paint for the easy basket. That's the second field goal of the ball game for the Panthers. Dickey gets on the scoreboard at about the 6:15 mark. Now a 12-5 contest. Harmison drives baseline with the left foot. He thought it went out of bounds, picked up by Verosco. Good retreat, though, by the Red Rambler defense. Ball pass into Dickey at the high post, batted away by Harmison. Panthers do keep control of the basketball. They come near side to Greg. They open up the baseline for him. Kicks the ball to Sanders. Open for three. His shot good. So back-to-back possessions. Panthers are able to score. They've reduced that 9-point deficit at the beginning of this quarter down to four. Currently 12-8.
A big bucket for Riverton Park. Brogan Sanders, another one of the southpaw shooters for Riverton Park. Him and Verosco, both lefties. But both have very good form, and he knocked that one down.
Martin inside as he goes up for the shot will be called on the Panthers, I believe, on Verosco. It will be his first. And that will send Martin to the free throw line. As he does, we'd like to thank Overpeck Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and at Covington, your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Timeless and Classic Antique Mall in Rockville. Green Valley Disposal in Clinton. Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Proud sponsors of high school athletics on the two over. Martin connects on a pair of free throws. Lead back to 6-4 Attica. Dickey outside the three-point line. Hands the ball off to Greg. Open for three. His shot a little hard. Tipped out by Dickey. Rebound finally pulled down by Martin for the Red Ramblers. They get into their motion offense. Dribble up the left side. Shot goes up by Durham. It won't go, but it'll be another foul on the Panthers. So they cut the lead to four, but back-to-back possession in which they foul and send the Red Ramblers to the free throw line.
Well, it's another possession where a straight line drive, Attica from the perimeter into the paint, has really given them a high percentage shot. We've seen way too much of that here so far in this game. Riverton Park normally very solid on the defensive end right now, just looking very porous as Attica is able to get into that paint as much as they can.
1-2 at the free throw line for Durham. Rebounded by the Panthers. Up the floor. Brittick shut off on the baseline by Durham. Good ball movement. Verosco kicks the ball to Greg. Greg drives baseline, creates the contact. He'll go to the free throw line for two. A good ball movement really created that opportunity for Greg. He recognized that there was a two-foot gap on the baseline. Then he gets it to the basket, little shot fake, creates the contact.
Well, Attica right now, a defense that's, they're just using tons of athleticism. They're not afraid to get out to defend you, to put a little pressure on the ball. And right now, you know, it's creating some issues for Riverton Park, but I think that they're going to figure it out, and Coach Simmons are going to figure out that if you get ball pressure and you can get penetration, just like Greg did there, you know, you really open up your opportunities to score offensively. A few possessions ago, Verasco gets around, I believe it was Sheridan, who got his second foul call. So there are opportunities themselves for penetration here and some easy buckets.
One of two for Andrew Greg. Lead back to six at 15-9. We're down to about the halfway point here of our second quarter, a quick-moving ball game. Harmison for three. It looks good from our viewpoint. It is good. Lead back to nine as Attica has doubled up Riverton Park, 18-9. Riddick uses a high ball screen. Can't get the pick and roll. Good ball movement. Sanders open for three. Back to Verasco. Verasco now for Burdick. His shot on the way. Off the heel of the rim. Another offensive rebound to Greg. It's put back good. Good work on the offensive boards by the Panthers. It's really that work, Stephen, that's got them two or three buckets here in the second quarter. Lead at seven. Attica with the basketball. Sheridan, one dribble to the right to Little. Little back to Martin. He drives up the right side. A lot of contact. He'll be called for the charge as Andrew Gray could set himself up in the paint. Took the contact, went to the floor, picks up the foul.
That's going to be foul number two on Alton Martin. And if you're a team that's struggling offensively, you got to find other ways to really get things going. And I think Riverton Park can look at their defensive end to see if he can make it a catalyst for some breakouts and a defensive stop like that, where you get two fouls on a starter for Attica. Certainly something that you need to do.
Hand off out front to Brittick. Brittick to the right, to the basket. His jumper on the way comes up short. Rebound pulled out by Durham. Durham to Sheridan. In the paint to Wagner. His shot good. The Panthers fell asleep on the backside of the defense. Couple of quick passes by Attica. It's the lead back to nine. Right now it's 20-11. Verasco to Brittick. Cross court to Sanders. Now Dickey on the baseline. He hands the ball off to Brittick. Good ball movement right now by the Panthers, but they can't get it inside the defense. Now they do as Brittick goes a little high-low to Caleb Dickey. Dickey draws the foul from behind. It's on Harmison. It will be, I believe, the sixth. We know we're not in a one-and-one yet. Brittick to Greg. To Verasco. His shot on the way. It's hard over the top of the backboard. It'll be Attica basketball.
Once again, you get an outside shot from Jonathan Verasco, and I think that time he settled. Once again, he had a skip pass and defense closing out hard on him with his hands up. I think if you put that ball on the deck, get it to the baseline, you can try to get to that paint, get a little foul call, get to the free throw line, try to see an easy bucket go through the hoop.
Durham on the right side. The defense completely backs off of him. Now Little. Off of a little flare cut. He gets the ball. His shot won't go. Rebound Brittick. To Gray. Little shot fake. His bounce pass inside to Dickey. His shot in and out. Good hustle by Greg. Another offensive rebound. 15-footer won't go. Little can't corral the rebound. Goes over the top of his head. Picked up by Harmison. That will be on Steelsmith. His first. And it's a full timeout. Attica, we're going to take one with them. We have 1:33 left in the first half. Attica leads Riverton Park 20-11. Stay tuned for more high school basketball. Mr. Early's 104.9 WAXI.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, if I start my bachelor's at Ivy Tech, will any four-year school take my transfer credits? Sure, dozens. We have transfer agreements with IU, Purdue, and lots more colleges and universities in and out of state. Last year, more than 31,000 of our students transferred credits. And this year, we'd love to help you join them. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Park County's newest and biggest antique mall is getting bigger. That's right. Timeless and Classic Antique Mall has expanded into our fourth building in the old sweet shop. You now have 23,000 square feet, three floors, and over 90 vendors to shop from. Plus, classes are starting up again in January. Find out all that's happening at Timeless and Classic's Facebook page. For new vendor inquiry or class information, call me, Jill Dixon, 765-505-2778.
Back to Riverton Park, out of the timeout. That's Attica's basketball. They're in the front court, Little with the ball. Screen by Durham, creates no offense. Coach Turner asking for good spacing on the floor for Attica. Little pass and cut, Little gets the ball back, goes up for a tough shot, didn't quite square himself up. I don't think that's a shot you're looking for in that situation. Riverton Park in the front court. Dickey on the baseline. Can't get anything. Steele Smith is going to be called for the travel. Coach Simmons asking for him to swing the ball, taking it from one side of the floor to the other. Tried to get the defense shifting, and maybe you can beat him to an area and get something offensively. But the turnover gets the ball back to Attica. Clock down to 35 seconds. They've really spread the floor out here. Running a lot of back cuts. Now Durham with the basketball. The dribble to the right to Little. Clock now down to 20. Riverton Park in a man-to-man defense. Invite you to stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet, the Verter Funeral Home halftime show. Harmison drives baseline to his left. He's going to be called for stepping on the line, Stephen, and I thought there was really nowhere to go as there were four defenders for Riverton Park in pretty good position. Barosco will come back in the ballgame for offensive purposes at 6.4. Dickey to Barosco up to the 10-second line. Gets a shot at the buzzer. Harmison fouls. I guess not quite at the buzzer. There's still 1.1, but a huge mistake for Harmison. And he did, Stephen. He flat down on the ball rather than staying vertical. Going to put Barrasco at the line, so that could end up being a very big factor in tonight's ballgame. Barrasco good on the first. I'd like to thank the Verter Funeral Home in Cayuga, Geneva Hills Golf Course in Clinton, BJ's Electronics, your dish authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, Internet and Phone, Bloomingdale and Rockville, Petrex Industries in Bloomingdale, Lovers Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, Wallace Law Office in Covington and Clinton, Ivy Tech Community College, and First Security Insurance in Montezuma and Dana. Barrasco connects on all three free throws. That's going to cut the 9-point deficit to 6 at halftime as the Red Ramblers lead the Panthers 20-14. Once again, we invite you to stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet, the Verter Funeral Home, both those businesses in Cayuga. They are sponsors of our halftime show on the True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The games are on us.
104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton, a DLC media station.
Rockville native Nick Sauter of the Wallace Law Firm is ready to assist you with criminal law, divorce, custody, adoptions, real estate, bankruptcy, expungements, specialized driving privileges, social security disability, and estate planning matters. Wallace Law Firm has been in the business for over 100 years, with two offices to serve you in Covington and in Clinton. Wallace Law Firm attorneys Richard L. Rennick Jr., John L. Schombach, Holly M. Crane, and Nick Sauter, three of which are past WRC athletes, would like to wish all the local high school sports teams the best of luck this season.
You know, texting while driving is dangerous. That's not new information. Yet most people admit to doing it anyway. Drivers are 23 times more likely to be involved in a car accident while texting. Know the facts and wait to text. The danger is real and it applies to you. Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Information provided by Virginia Tech Transportation Institute.
Visit Charlie Jones at First Security Insurance in Montezuma or Dana today. Geneva Hills Golf Course, along with Green Valley Disposal, wish all the local high school athletes the best of luck in the 2016-17 season. Make plans now for next spring and the opening of golf season at the beautiful 18-hole course at Geneva Hills. And throw out the trash from your home or business with Trash Disposal by Green Valley Disposal. Hoping you'll be a cheering fan in the stands. Geneva Hills Golf Course, 765-832-8384. And Green Valley Disposal.
Overpeck Gas Company is the area's leading supplier of propane gas. With our abundant supply of propane, Overpeck Gas stands ready to fill your tank at any time. For the convenience of our customers, Overpeck has an autofill program available. Overpeck Gas offers Gold Star maintenance services for your gas appliances, including furnaces, fireplaces, and water heaters. Visit us online for energy saving tips at overpeckgas.com and be sure to call Overpeck Gas for all your propane needs. 597-2201.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We're at halftime in our Clark Chevrolet Divertive Funeral Home halftime show. Stephen, our score at halftime, 20-14. Attica leads Riverton Park. It's really been a struggle offensively for the Panthers here in the first half. It was midway through the first quarter before they were able to score their first and only field goal of that first quarter. They did score 11 points in the second and really felt like the work on the offensive boards created and generated at least half of that offense. But the late foul by Harmison, really a huge favor for the Panthers. They could have very easily been going into halftime with a 9-point deficit, but the three free throws at 1.1 cuts the lead to 6. So although you're in the hole down 6, still a lot of time to play, but offensively right now just really been a struggle for the Panthers.
That's the biggest thing. This team certainly is really successful when they make shots. It's really difficult to guard them. As you said, they're certainly balanced. You don't know who to guard, but right now nobody can seem to find the rim. The shots have been good. They haven't really challenged or forced anything too much, but right now they're just not falling as a team. Just 4 of 26 for 15% from the field is definitely not what you're looking for on the offensive end, but you go into this locker room at halftime and you say, number one, yes, we are battling on the offensive boards. That's giving us a lot of extra opportunities to score the basketball. And despite shooting 15% from the field, we're only down 6 points. And so as a coach, you always think optimistically that there's no way we can shoot that bad again in the second half, so certainly going to look to make more shots. Put a little run here on Attica. I think the Ramblers know that there's going to be a run in the Panthers, and so they got to try to weather that storm and see if they can't hold on to the lead. But certainly, as I said, you probably can't shoot much worse than that. At least I hope you can't. And Riverton's really going to look to get that really changed around here in the second half.
I think you have to feel good, one, that you're at home. And you did play with more energy and a little more enthusiasm in, you know, the second quarter. So I think that as you go in the locker room, momentum really a big thing, and it would be nice to see the Panthers come out and continue with that energy as we get set, you know, for third quarter play here in about 7 or 8 minutes. Momentum is always a very critical thing, and, you know, being a conference game, you're at 1-1 in the conference, although you have dropped a game to Covington. I think, you know, you want to stay in that race. Anything's possible. I'm not sure right now that anybody, you know, or who it might be that would, you know, has the best chance of knocking Covington off. But anytime you can stay within one game of the conference leader, obviously a lot of positives there. And I know from a goal standpoint, it's always important that you do well in the conference, and the better you do in conference, the more opportunity you have for players to be chosen as all-conference.
And you, as you said, you certainly just want to be in contact. Give yourself an ability later on in the season to get some wins and to come back for that conference. I think you got to expect Covington to fall at some point. It's very difficult to run the table, particularly with the talent of the WRC that you see from year to year. So you're going to have to get some help from Covington. As you said, it's not likely that they may be beaten multiple times. So you're looking at a one-loss Covington team that will probably, of course, be at the top of that conference. So if you can hold on to your one loss, run the table for the rest of the conference season, then you give yourself, as you said, a chance for at least a piece of that. So certainly all to play for here. There's no doubt about it. In the second half, you're going to have to, just try some things that are a little different. Right now, they're both 2 of 13 from two-point range and three-point range. So inside, outside, both been a struggle for them. But we talk about it all the time. If you're struggling offensively, you got to get some easy looks to fall, whether that's from the free throw line, whether that's a layup. And if you do that, you start seeing some other shots become a little easier.
We're going to take our first commercial break here in our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. When we come back, we'll take a look at first half stats on the True Oldies 104.9. W-A-S-I.
You will get an unbeatable deal on your next car or truck at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Clark Chevrolet is your premier Chevy dealer offering professional customer-friendly sales and service. For initial quality and dependability, nobody beats Chevy, and nobody beats a Clark Chevrolet deal on the new car or truck that you have worked, planned, and saved for. Don't settle for anything less than the best deal on your new car or truck backed by award-winning service. Find your new road at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Welcome back to Riverton Park High School. And, we have quite a performance going on by the Twisters out on center court. Outstanding group of cheerleading, gymnastics, combination of both. Steven, it's your turn now. How about first half stats?
All right. Thank you, Jim. At halftime, we got Attica with 20 points, Riverton Park. 6-point deficit at 14 points. It was 12-3 at the end of the first quarter. But Riverton Park, as you said, played with much more energy there in that second quarter. Tallied 11 points. Attica just put up 8 points in that second. For Attica, their leading scorer right now is Logan Harmison, who has 9 points on 3 of 7 shooting from the field. 3 of 5 from the field is Austin Durham. He's got 7 points to add to that total. Braden Wagner has chipped in 1 field goal for 2 points. And Alton Martin has gone 2 for 2 from the free throw line to get his 2 points. As a team, Attica is 5 of 14 for 36% from 2-point range. Behind the 3-point line, 2 of 7, that's 29%, and they are 4 of 6 for 67% from the free throw line. Riverton right now, led by Jonathan Verosco, he has a single 3-point bucket, and he is 3 of 3 from the free throw line for his 6 points. Andrew Gregg has 3. He's just 1 of 6 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line as well. And Brogan Sanders, he's knocked down a 3-point bucket as well. He has 3 points. Caleb Dickey, a leading scorer for Riverton, I believe, averaging around 14 points a game, was held to 2 points. He was 1 of 7 from the field. Riverton Park, 2 of 13 from 2-point range, 2 of 13 as well from the 3-point line. And they went 4 of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. As a team, Riverton Park has turned the ball over just twice. Attica turned the ball over 3 times. So the game has provided us with lots of entertainment. We're seeing the ball at least being shot quite a bit. They've minimized turnovers. But right now I think the key is going to be defensively for Riverton Park. You got to get stops early. You got to make that run that we talked about. Attica's going to pressure the ball. So really look to take advantage of that. Try to penetrate some gaps. Get some easy looks, get fouled. It's the best way you can get back into the game.
It's definitely not the Riverton Park ball club that we have grown accustomed to seeing here during the 2016-17 season. Really struggling right now on the offensive end, but we expect them to get things going here in the second half, Stephen, and a good way to do that might be to use your defense to create some easy offense, get to the free throw line, and I think once those type of things happen, it kind of loosens you up from the perimeter And it just takes one or two perimeter jumpers to drop before the confidence level rises. And I think that's all right now that the Panthers are really lacking. The effort's there. They've played hard. It's pretty good game against two fairly evenly matched ball clubs. A very entertaining game, as we mentioned. It's a game that could very well be a rematch down the road in sectional 53.
Well, Jim, if you look at the shot chart from the first quarter, they got 10 shot attempts. That is Attica, 10 shot attempts inside the paint, and they got 8 points off of those shot attempts. If you look in the second quarter, they just have two shot attempts in the paint for one bucket. So the defense really picked it up. As we said, Riverton Park outscored Attica in that second quarter. As you mentioned, it's going to be defense that'll be the difference in this ball game.
Well, that's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show as we get set for third quarter action one more time at halftime. Attica leads Riverton Park 2014. Stay tuned for more basketball on the Trulies 1049 WAXI.
For over 40 years, Ron Construction has been the leading grain handling company in Park County and the surrounding areas. Whether you're needing service work, wanting to build a grain bin, or anything in between, Jim Ron and his staff have the expertise to provide you with all your agricultural needs. Their knowledge of grain handling equipment, of Brock grain bins and dryers, Westfield augers, bucket elevators, and towers are among the many items they can discuss with you. There are also a Baldor Motor Sales and Service Center. Ron Construction, north on State Road 59 in Rockville. Call 765-344-1608 or visit rahnconst.com.
Back to Riverton Park High School as we get set for third quarter action. It will be Attica basketball, and Attica will open with their original starting lineups: Sheridan, Harmison, Durham, Martin, and Little. Riverton Park counters with their original starters. Ball deflected by Sanders, picked up by Verasco. So the defense creates a turnover on the opening possession. Griddick's three-point shot fails to find the rim. It comes up short and will be out of bounds to Attica. We see some full-court pressure now by Riverton Park for the first time in the ballgame. Harmison over the 10-second line to Durham. His pass deflected, picked up by Sheridan. Harmison for three. It comes up short. The only three people in position to rebound were all Riverton Park, picked up by Dickey. Sanders on the dribble. Now it's Verasco. He goes baseline, gets the defender in the air, kicks it out to Dickey. Dickey to Griddick. On the baseline, Drake goes underneath the basket, kicks it outside to Sanders. His three on the way. It looks good. It is good. Sanders connects on his second three-point field goal of the ball game. He doubles his average output as he has 6 points in the contest. Comes in averaging 3.3. Durham on the baseline. Ball comes outside to Sheridan. A little bit different level of intensity right now for the Panthers. It really pushed Attica out on the floor. It's now a back cut inside. Harmison should have taken the layup. He tries to pass to the backside to Durham, deflected out of bounds.
It was really a good back cut, but Grant Caleb Dickey, for his help side defense, came over with the challenge. Harmison tried to dump it down, but would have been much better served to go up with that once he got Dickey in the air.
Durham gets the ball inside, out of the out-of-bounds set. Goes up with the left hand. His shot won't go. Offensive rebound to Little. They're going to say that he was fouled on the rebound. So Attica will run another out-of-bounds set. Little cross action. Sheridan brings the ball into Durham. Durham dribbles to the basket, puts it up with the left hand. His shot goes over Dickey. Lead back to 5, 22-17. Red Ramblers on top of the Panthers. For the first time tonight, we see Attica in a 2-3 zone. Riverton Park making the proper adjustments. They get into a 3-out, 2-in set. Continue to pass the ball. It's now a lob to Dickey. picked up by Greg. Lob was actually too hard, went off the backboard. Greg in the right place, gets another offensive rebound. His put back draws the Panthers to within three at 22-19. Done a really nice job on the offensive boards. Ball on the far side to Sheridan, picked up by Brittick. Now Durham for three, his shot hard. Rebound Verosco. Opportunity with three-point field goals to tie the ball game. Dickey to Verosco. Now Greg to Brittick. Dickey on the drive to the left, puts it up with the left hand. Shot won't go. Rebound battled for, pulled out by Durham. So good opportunity. It's been a tough shooting night for Caleb. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a 30. We'll take a quick 30 with them. You're listening to High School Basketball. Mitchell is 1049 WAXI.
When you go to Lover's Lane Antiques, you will find Georgina and Scott Bettis and lots of antiques and collectibles. This is the perfect starting point for entry-level and advanced collectors, where you will find Crocs, lots of signs, rare tobacco baskets, primitives, and other treasures. Georgina and Scott Bettis, in addition to their regular spots, are now at their new Lover's Lane Antiques, 205 East High Street in Rockville. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5.
Back to high school basketball on Friday night. We're at Riverton Park. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. We have a good one going. Unfortunately, right now, with 4:45 to go in the third quarter, Panthers down three at 22-19. Attica basketball. Durham right in front of us. Post feed to Harmison. Up the left side. Ball goes out of bounds. We'll say last touch by the Panthers.
Well, Harmison appears to be a right-handed shooter, but every time he has caught the ball and tried to penetrate, he's put it down on the floor very hard with his left hand and attacked that direction, so probably want to force him the other way.
On the out-of-bounds set, Little cutting down the lane, gets the pass, and in the same motion, puts it off the board for a five-point lead. Verosco for three on the far side is good. He draws the Panthers to within two, as close as I can remember it, for a long time. At 24-22. Durham to Little. Takes a look at the back door. It's not there. Sheridan to Martin. Martin near side to Durham. Still man-to-man defense for the Panthers. Durham goes to the right side, goes by Dickey, puts it up with the left hand. It's good. Good move by Durham. Dickey outside the three-point line to Verosco. Brings it near side to Sanders. Now Dickey on the baseline. He drives, contact inside. He'll be called for the charge. I believe that was Martin who set himself up to draw the charge. So it'll be Steel Smith in the ballgame, replacing Caleb. A little bit frustrated right now. Good move by Coach Simmons. Give him a minute or two on the bench. That is the second on the Panthers here in the second half. Durham on the dribble to the right. Foul going to be called on Steel Smith.
Well, we talked about Harmison liking to put the ball on the floor with his left hand. But in that case, we see Austin Durham. He's quite the opposite. Every time he's penetrated, he's gone hard to that right hand. So once again, a little recognition needed as a player. Which hand is his strong hand? What does he like to attack with? So that's a player that you're certainly going to want to force left.
Sheridan goes to his left, to Harmison. That's a little weave set for Attica. Ball on the far side to Harmison. Now Martin on the dribble. The defense by Verosco. Nowhere to go. He backs it out. Hands the ball off to Durham. In between the circles, Sheridan with the basketball. Foul in the paint. foul will be called on Greg. That will be the fourth on the team. His second. Fouls right now just 4-1. Little cross action. Going to result in a basket and a three-point opportunity for Attica. It might steal that play, Steve, and it's worked back-to-back times. This time it's Durham with the finish. Opportunity to give the Red Ramblers a seven-point lead. His free throw off the heel of the rim. Riverton Park basketball down 6, 28-22. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Verosco going to be called for the travel. He went up to pass. I thought the ball got deflected. But they will call travel. I'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Fountain Trust Company, 11 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. And Park County REC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, for being proud sponsors of high school sports on the True Oldies. Well, Attica turns the ball over. Riverton Park returns the favor. A travel at the top of the key by Dickey. Just token pressure in the backcourt right now by Riverton Park. Little to Durham. Has the ball poked away by Dickey. Durham gets the ball. And good hustle by Brogan Sanders. As he deflected the ball, it went right back to Durham. Durham sitting on the sideline. He's called for out of bounds. It'll be Riverton Park basketball.
Well, credit Riverton Park. Right now, Attica doing a very good job in a heavyweight fight, giving the body blows to the Panthers. But right now they're absorbing those. They're going back with a few body blows of their own. Attica's had an opportunity to try to stretch this lead with a little bit of a knockout shot, but they keep turning the ball back over to Riverton.
Shot by Dickey comes up short. Rebounded by Attica. Actually saved by Attica. Inbounds picked up by Attica. And Greg is called for the foul. That will be his third, sixth on the team. You're exactly right. Right now, it's quite a defensive battle. Offense has really been a struggle for both teams. 50 points in the ball game between the two ball clubs as we near the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. Sheridan to Harbison on the cut for the bucket. Lead the biggest in the second half right now for Attica at 8, 30-22. They led by 6 at halftime, 20-14. Sanders for 3. It looks good. It is good. Quick timeout for Riverton Park. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to exciting high school basketball on the Trulies 104.9. WAXI.
Future X Industries in Bloomingdale has offered high quality, excellent, and personable sales and service, as well as competitive pricing of custom plastic sheet and roll extrusion. Proud to be an active and vital member of our community, Future X Industries is a great place to work where safety and respect are priorities and employees earn a fair wage. Join Future X Industries as they support our young people and cheer your favorite team on all season long. Future X Industries, since 1969 in Bloomingdale.
Don't miss the three-day sale Thursday through Saturday at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Milk $1.88 a gallon. Boneless, skinless chicken breast is $4.39 a bag. Navel orange is $2.99 a bag. Deli turkey breast, $5.99 a pound. Laundry detergent, select Campbell soups, mac and cheese, and more are all on sale during this three-day sale Thursday through Saturday at your hometown proud IGA.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer.
Back to high school basketball on a Friday night. WRC matchup. Currently Riverton Park down 5 at 30-25, 103 to go in the third quarter. As we get set, it'll be Attica basketball. Sheridan picked up by Brittick in the backcourt with the dribble. Sheridan in Inside the 10-second line, a little give and go. He has the ball on the block, decides not to shoot the basketball. Kicks it outside the three-point line. It's now Harmison on the dribble. And on the far side, Martin with the basketball. Foul will be on Verasco. Steven, if you look at the scoreboard, that's the seventh foul on Riverton Park here in the second half. So far, no fouls on Attica. So to the free throw line, Attica will go. Would like to thank Clark Chevrolet, your Chevy dealer since 1928. Find new roads with Chevrolet. Overpeck Gas Company, propane, exceptional energy in Marshall and Covington. Your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton. Timeless and Classic Antique Mall in Rockville. Green Valley Disposal in Clinton. Affordable Auto Care, US 41 North in Rockville. Converter Funeral Home in Cayuga and Geneva Hills Golf Course in Clinton for being proud sponsors of high school athletics. On the true oldies, Martin Good on both free throws. Lead back to 7, 32-25. Verasco wide open for three. His shot won't go. Actually, it does go, Steven. Unfortunately, it pops up and hits the strap support that is connected to the ceiling. So that negates the shot. We're inside of 30 seconds. Every time I say this, I end up being wrong. But I would think that the team will, with the basketball, would hold for one. Unfortunately, it is Attica with the basketball. Clock down to 10 seconds. Sheridan gives it up on the far side to Martin. Martin now dribbles to the free throw line. Jump shot. He's going to be called for the travel. So the turnover at 3.4. Give the ball back to Riverton Park.
Well, we've covered a lot of games, Jim, a lot of games, and I'm not sure we've seen many teams try to hold the basketball and be successful with a shot attempt towards the end of the quarter.
Roscoe's shot at the buzzer off the rim. It won't go. Our score at the end of three. Attica 32, Riverton Park 25. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action on the True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Geneva Hills Golf Course, along with Green Valley Disposal, wish all the local high school athletes the best of luck in the 2016-17 season. Make plans now for next spring and the opening of golf season at the beautiful 18-hole course at Geneva Hills. And throw out the trash from your home or business with Trash Disposal by Green Valley Disposal. Hoping you'll be a cheering fan in the stands. Geneva Hills Golf Course, 765-832-8384 and Green Valley Disposal.
Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company is now in portions of Rockville. We can and have begun hooking up new customers. Give us a call today at 498-1000 to find out when or if services will be available in your area. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company is working hard to get new fiber service to you soon. Upon completion, we will be capable of providing service to Rockville, Bloomingdale, Tanger, and Coloma areas. Give us a call today. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 498-1000.
Back to Riverton Park High School, Jeff Foster, Steven Hartman. 8 minutes on the clock. 7-point deficit right now for the Panthers. They'll open the quarter with Brittick, Verasco, Greg, Dickey, and Sanders. Skip pass to Verasco as the defense runs out. He goes baseline. Shot won't go. Rebound Harmison of Attica. On the dribble to the left. Into the front court. It's now Sheridan in between the circles. On the drive to the right, ball knocked loose, picked up by Harmison in the paint with the left hand. His shot good. Lead back to nine, which I think is the largest of the night for Attica. Riddick on the baseline. To Verasco. Now Greg drives baseline. Pass inside to Dickey. His shot won't go, but he fouled on the attempt and will go to the free throw line.
Well, that's just what you get when you get penetration. You have a player penetrate baseline. You got to help over on him or he gets a wide open layup. When you do, you have Caleb Dickey cutting down the lane. Good little dump off pass from Andrew Gregg. But really, it's part of the game that maybe I might be old school, but I feel like putting the ball on the floor, penetrating, and trying to create something is a whole lot more effective than just shooting that three-point basket all night. And I think that's evidence right there. There's a lot that you can get just from a little bit of penetration.
Caleb cannot convert on either free throw. It's just been one of those kind of nights. He's about as reliable as any young man you'd want to send to the free throw line. Unfortunately, on the rebound, foul is called on Sanders and will send Wagner to the free throw line. He converts the first, lead to double digits at 35-25. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your dish authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone, Bloomingdale and Rockville, FutureX Industries in Bloomingdale, Lover's Lane Antiques on East High Street in Rockville, and the Wallace Law Office in Covington and at Clinton. Wagner good on both free throws, lead to 11, 36-25. Post feed to Dickey. He goes up for the shot. It won't go. Rebound pulled out by Durham. Durham to Little. Attica slows things down, spreads things out. It's now Harmison to the basket. Creates the contact. Finishes the shot. Will go to the free throw line. So right now all the momentum has shifted. Really like the energy out of the locker room for Riverton Park. Unfortunately, Attica really controlling play in the last couple of minutes. Their lead now at 14, 39-25. Verosco up the right side to Dickey on the baseline. He'll bring it out front to Sanders. Back to Verosco. It's now Greg. A little shot fake. Kicks it to Brittick. His shot on the way. It's hard. Rebound Harmison. It's going to be one of those nights, Stephen, unless you can get hot late, that you look back on and you know you're going to have a couple of them during the course of the season. You just can't pick and choose when you get them. Greg on the drive. Foul will be called on Attica. They'll call it on the floor. Foul on Wagner, called for the hand check. It will be a little box set. Dickey brings the ball into Greg, his shot on the way. It's off mark, rebound Harmison. He goes to the floor, and as he tries to shuffle the ball out to a teammate, it goes out of bounds. Still plenty of time, 6-10 in the ball game. But you've got to get hot. Ball comes in to Verosco. A trap comes, is able to get the ball to Brittick. In the paint, to the basket, lays it up and in. Quick timeout by Coach Simmons. It's a 30. We'll just go ahead and keep it here as we're down to exactly 6 minutes. It's a 12-point lead for Riverton Park. Steven, still plenty of time, but once again, I kind of go back to, would really like to see the Panthers use the defense to create some offense.
No, absolutely. I think it's something that's very vital at this point, but you got to make sure that you don't give up those penetration and backdoor cuts either. You want to put a lot of pressure on the ball. Try to create some mistakes from Attica. Really, they haven't been able to be rattled much tonight, but they do have 5 turnovers here in the second half. So they have been pretty solid with the ball, but I really think you're right. That's a big opportunity that you've got to get back into the ball game. You get out, get some breakouts, try to get this crowd back into the game, get a little energy, excitement, momentum on your end.
Well, it's going to be full court pressure. I'd say it's of the man-to-man variety. And it is Durham breaking long as they attempt to throw the ball over the top. Good defense by Greg as he comes up with the steal. He's fouled on the play. Foul on Durham will be his first, third on the team. Verosco near side to Sanders. Sanders to Dickey. His shot on the way. It won't go. Rebound Harmison. Outlet to Sheridan. Up the floor to Durham. Here comes the trap. Brings it out to Sheridan. Get past to Martin. Attica now spread things out. Sheridan has the ball knocked away. Able to get it to Durham. Durham going to be fouled by Greg. That'll send Durham to the free throw line. That's foul number 10, so it will be double bonus for the balance of the ball game.
Well, Andrew Gregg is confused. He thinks he only has four fouls, and according to my tally, that would have been his fourth foul as well.
Well, I'm not tallying, but I did think it was four as well. He thinks it is, so. Regardless, free throw put up by Durham. It won't go. Rattles in and out. I think Ivy Tech Community College and First Security Insurance and Montezuma and Dana for being proud sponsors of high school athletics on the True Oldies. 1-2 at the free throw line for the Ramblers. 13-point lead, 40-27. We're down to 5.5 minutes in the final quarter. Panthers with a lot of motion. Kirchhoff in the ball game for the first time tonight. Brittick pass on the baseline, picked off by Little. Little to Sheridan, and now bring it across the 10-second line. Ball stolen by Dickey. Dickey on the move. The 3-on-1, Wisely pulls it out. Skip to Sanders, now to Verosco. He drives baseline to his right. Foul will be called on the floor. That will be the fourth foul on Attica. Shoemaker will enter the ball game for the first time tonight. He replaces Brogan Sanders. Kirchhoff on the dribble. Skip to Verosco. His shot on the way. It's off mark. Another rebound for Harmison. He's done a nice job on the board. It's a run out for Martin as he's wide open. On the other end, he's going to miss the layup. Got a little too nonchalant. Brittick from 17 is good. So that could prove to be a big play. You don't get the layup. And Brittick hits a jumper on the other end. What could have been a 15-point lead. Now down to 11. And a travel going to be called on the Red Ramblers. So the defense forces a turnover, an opportunity to cut the lead inside of 10. Brittick to Shoemaker to his right. In between the circles, Kirchhoff up the right side. His runner on the way. It comes up short. Offensive rebound, Kirchhoff. His shot won't go. Rebound, Martin. And a foul will be called on Riverton Park. Foul on Kirchhoff. We'll send, I believe, Martin to the free throw line.
On the night, Martin is 4-of-4 from the free throw line. So, as you said, misses the layup. A chance for redemption here. If he can knock down these two free throws, it is going to be a double bonus situation. So regardless of the outcome of the first shot, he will get the second.
Well, the Red Ramblers continue to give Riverton Park opportunities as the first free throw is off mark. Second free throw falls through. Lead at 12. Brittick on the move in the paint. Drop off pass to Dickey. He goes up the right side. His shot on the way. It won't go. Rebound Sheridan. Cross court to Harmison. Slow things down out front to Little. Little now to Sheridan. Attica really spreading things out. That's a risky pass. That situation going to be bailed out by a foul called on Shoemaker.
Yeah, credit Drew Sheridan with the catch. That was a bullet pass from Harmison from the volleyball line all the way down the lane. And he pinned it against the ground. Fortunately, as you said, he stopped and got a bump from behind from Shoemaker. So that gets him to the free throw line. He's going to knock down the first.
14 back on the line for the Ramblers.
Sheridan connects on the first free throw. It'll be Wagner back in the ball game, replacing Harmison. Second free throw also good. Leap back to 14. Verosco goes baseline on the far side. His shot won't go. Rebound Wagner. Finally finds a teammate. Now Durham on the dribble across the 10-second line. Attica being very patient right now, spreading the floor. A lot of cuts to the basket. Durham to the basket, has a shot blocked by Dickey. Ball batted around, and will finally be picked up by Attica. So a nice block. Unfortunately, he couldn't get it to a teammate. Timeout on the floor by Attica. It's a full timeout. We'll take it with him as the Red Ramblers lead the Panthers 43-29. On the Trulies 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Montgomery. I am the Energy Services Specialist at Park County REMC. Here, we look at energy as a controllable expense, helping our members strategically reduce their energy consumption. Did you know that your home's heating and cooling accounts for about 45% of your annual energy consumption? Did you also know that Park County REMC, along with Power Moves, has rebates available for energy efficiency upgrades to that equipment? Additional details can be viewed at parkcountyremc.com or powermoves.com.
Welcome back. It's Friday night basketball on the True Oldies. It's been a tough night offensively for the Panthers. They've produced just 29 points. As we are down to, Stephen, they run this down, the timeout down. I think we're down to about 2.5 minutes in the ball game, but just 29 points. Not your typical night for a team that boasts four double-digit scores on average.
Yeah, those double-digit scores you talk about, Avery Brittick tonight with just four, Caleb Dickey just 2 points tonight, certainly something that they are not used to.
Attica on the inbound. In the front court, here comes the trap. Little to Durham. To Martin, in the paint to Sheridan. Kicks it outside to Little. Once again, Attica really spreading things out. Running as much clock. They'll force Riverton Park to foul. And Durham's going to draw the contact from Brittick. That will send him back to the free throw. We mentioned it, Riverton Park right now, at least from a rating standpoint, Stephen, the favorite in sectional 53, but what a wide open tournament that appears to be. Attica kind of falls right into the middle of those five, but it was about a 35-foot shot at the buzzer against North Vermilion last week that gave them that win. One of two at the free throw line. Lead is 15, 44-29. Jumper on the way by Brittick. Comes up short. Rebound Durham. Invite you to stay tuned for Fountain Trust postgame show. We'll analyze this ball game. Take a look at stats. And on the pass, Dickey comes up with a steal. Lays it up. It won't go. Been one of those kind of nights. Two on one for Attica. They elect to bring the ball out front. Martin Harmison puts the jumper up in the lane. It won't go. Dickey on the rebound. Brittick to the hoop. Off the board. It won't go. Another rebound, Harmison. Clock inside of 2 minutes. I think that was a shot that Coach Turner was looking for in that last possession. Harmison going to be fouled by Dickey. That will send him to the free throw line. We start to get some substitutions for the Panthers.
Well, Riverton Park here in this final quarter, they just get two field goal attempts. When they needed to make a run, they weren't able to find it. The shots were there, and as you said, this is very atypical. Caleb Dickey has a breakout layup. Easy finger roll, just goes off the front of the rim. It's a night to test you more mentally than it does physically, that's for sure. But this team is tough. They're going to be able to withstand it. You know, they'll get it turned around. And there's a lot of days left until we get to that big sectional.
It's Ian Kyle, Ryan Steele-Smith, Justin Steinway in the lineup for Riverton Park. Steinway draws some contact. That will be the fifth foul on Attica. I believe we have a doubleheader next week, Stephen. We'll be on the road to North Vermilion Friday night for Rockville and North Vermilion. Shoemaker's three won't go. Rebound battled for, pulled out by Attica. And Saturday, Park County battle between Turkey Run and at Rockville, that being at Turkey Run. Armiston fouled on the far side by Steele Smith.
Steele Smith is 4.
We're going to get some substitutions now by Attica.
Armiston to shoot 2.
As they have 5 players lined up at the scorer's bench. Yeah, we hope that the weather's held off, that allows everybody to get home safely, regardless if you're here or on the road someplace else. We don't want it at all, but we hope it's very minimal if the weather does come. Free throws are good. Leads now at 19, 48-29, 1 minute on the clock. 3-point field goal, no good. Rebound, Kyle. He goes up for the shot. It won't go, but he will go to the free throw line for 2 free throws. Not sure who the foul was on. They call it on Wagner. His second foul. Kyle good on the first free throw. 5'6 freshman gets into the scoring column. Second free throw. Won't go. Rebound battled for. Pulled out by Wagner. Here comes a trap on the far side. Jump ball going to be called, but it will be Attica basketball.
Well, Riverton Park's JV was able to come out with a victory today. So a lot of these players on the floor right now for Attica played in that JV game. A few players as well for Riverton that were in that game.
Pass on the back cut. It's going to go out of bounds. Turnover will give the ball back to Riverton Park. Kirchhoff to Steele Smith. Back to Kirchhoff. Steinway for 3. It comes up short. Long rebound to Shoemaker. Good shot fake by Kirchhoff. He now puts up the shot. It won't go. Rebound Steele Smith. His putback doesn't drop, but he does draw the foul and will go to the free throw line. I believe this will be his first trip to the line tonight. Give him an opportunity to get into the scoring column. Once again, Riverton Park will be back in action tomorrow night as they have a road contest within conference play, that being at Fountain Central. Fountain Central 2-2 in the conference. 7-5 overall. Steele Smith good on both free throws. Pass comes in, deflected out of bounds by Kyle. Clock is down to 15.9. Unfortunately, our availability of our cell phones is non-existent here at Riverton Park, so unable to get any scores tonight. Jump ball out of the inbounds is going to give possession back to Riverton Park. Clock down to 10 seconds. Kirchhoff up the right side to the basket off the board. His runner good. That should be the end of the ball game. It comes in. That is going to take us to a final. Your final score, Attica 48, Riverton Park 34. Once again, we invite you to stay tuned for a Fountain Trust postgame show on the True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Jeff Parkinson, General Manager from the new Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. I look forward to meeting you, and I'm proud to serve all of your automotive needs.
Be sure to ask about the Jackson Family Maintenance Program. Get 5 free oil changes and 2 free tire rotations with any vehicle purchase. Only from the area's newest automotive superstore in Clinton, Jackson Family of Dealerships.
Come see us today at Jackson Family of Dealerships, just across the River Bridge in Clinton, or at jacksoncars.com.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the Fountain Trust Company post-game show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. The post-game show is brought to you by the Fountain Trust Company, with 11 banking centers, including the Rockville Banking Center and the Rockville IGA. You're listening to High School Basketball on 104.9 WAXI.
Welcome back to Ribbon and Park High School. We've wrapped things up on the court, folks. Unfortunately, our post-game show sponsored by Fountain Trust. Not the results we were hoping for, as the Panthers drop a home conference contest to the Attica Red Ramblers, 48-34. The loss drops Rivendell Park to 6-7 on the year, Stephen. I believe the first time they've been under 500. They also dropped under the 500 mark within Wabash River Conference play at 1-2. The win for Attica draws them to within a game of 500 at 4-5. They go above that 500 mark within conference play at 3-2. For Rivendell Park, the losing skid continues as they've dropped four straight games, although be it against very good competition, Stephen. You know, when you come up short at home in a game that you expect to play better offensively than what they did tonight, you know, could make it a little bit tougher going on the road. But I think it's going to be really important that the Panthers have short-term memory. And you got to kind of put this behind you. You kind of take it with a grain of salt. You realize, as I said, there's going to be a game or two during the course of the season that no matter how hard you play, things just aren't going to go the way you want them to. And tonight it was the shot wouldn't drop. Time and time again, it appeared that they were good field goal attempts by players that we've seen connect on those shots time and time again throughout the course of the season, but tonight just wasn't the night.
Yeah, there's really not a whole lot that you can look at and just say we didn't make shots today. I certainly don't think that Attica is the better team. Certainly not a 14-point team that is better than this Riverton Park Panther ball club. It was, as you said, it's just a difference in the shot making. Attica is a very impressive team. I certainly don't think they look like a 3-5 team or a 4-5 team now. They didn't play that well, apparently, at points throughout the year. Because they're physical. They handled the ball extremely well. It looked like they had the ability to make some good decisions, to handle the ball at times when they needed to. And it just was an opportunity that Riverton Park, they needed to make shots tonight, and that didn't happen. So certainly credit Attica. It was a night that I think that they deserved to win the basketball game. But as I said, I don't think they are by any means the better team in any way, shape, or form. It was a night that you look at offensively for Riverton Park and just say, we'll come back in the gym. We'll try to get some more shots up tomorrow before we get into our next ball game. But tomorrow night could be a completely different story. You miss a bunch of shots tonight. Tomorrow you may be unconscious. That's just one of the things about high school sports that you do have to have a short memory for, and that's one of the toughest things. But these kids are talented. They're terrific shooters. They know they can score the basketball, and they just got to remember that as they go into the next game.
Well, and we said it earlier that there's a pretty good likelihood that these two teams could hook up one more time, Stephen, about a month, month and a half from now on the hardwood at North Vermillion in Sectional 53. And it doesn't matter what that draw is, Stephen. I think your hope, if you're any of the five schools, that you somehow come up with a bye and have to play one last game, because regardless of what game that we have in that sectional, it's going to be a battle between five teams that are really very even. And I know on paper, you know, records are going to appear that there is a favorite over another, but there's just really a lot of parity and a lot of balance there. It's going to be a very enjoyable sectional to cover from that standpoint. We hope that the Panthers are able to take some positives from this game. And if it is a matchup between these two teams, that you come in there highly motivated, knowing that although you gave good effort, you just didn't bring your A game tonight.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, there's no denying that making shots is the name of the game. If you do that, you're going to win a lot of ball games. But I think with all the teams, particularly in our sectional, it appears as though if you're a team that's going to be able to make outside shots, you're going to be better suited to go deep into that tournament. But the other side of that is if you're a team that relies on that outside shot and you don't have it going tonight, perfect example, it can make for a very difficult night. So I think it's very important for all these teams to remember that if you are having a poor shooting night, which is going to happen, the pressure particularly of a sectional is going to add to that. But what are you going to do otherwise that's going to give you a chance to win that basketball game? You got to ratchet up defensively, I think, is a big part of it. Riverton Park did well tonight on the offensive rebounds in the first half. Didn't see as many in the second. But certainly just putting pressure on the ball, taking care of it, eliminating turnovers, those little things, if you're not making shots, are going to give you opportunities to still win the basketball game. And that's something that you got to hang your hat on more, I think, than your ability to make the outside shot.
We're going to take our first and only commercial break here in our Fountain Trust post-game show. Once again, our final score, Attica 48, Riverton Park 34. When we come back, we'll have stats from tonight's ball game, and we'll have our three post-game awards here in our Fountain Trust post-game show on the True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
The games are on us.
104.9 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton, a DLC media station.
At the turn of the 20th century, America was changing, and in 1903, the Fountain Trust Company became the newest bank in Covington. Now we have 11 banking centers. Since that opening day, we've worked hard to understand and react to your changing banking needs. So whether you choose to rely on your checkbook, savings passbook, CD, or debit card, or take advantage of our new bill payment electronically, we're here for you. The Fountain Trust Company. This is Doug Weisheit, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey everybody, it's Lou here from BJ's Electronics, your local TV expert. I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drive by BJ's Electronics at US 41 North in Rockville or call 800-772-2821 or visit us on the web at www.bjselectronics.getdish.com. We are BJ's Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
Back to Riverton Park High School one last time on our Fountain Trust post-game show. Jim Foster, Stephen Hartman. It's been an entertaining ball game. Unfortunately, the Panthers come up on the short end of things tonight, 48-34. The loss drops Riverton Park to 6-7, 1-2 in the WRC. Attica's win raises their record to 4-5 and 3-2. It's now time for statistics of tonight's ball game by Stephen.
All right. Thank you very much, Jim. We'll start off with Attica. As you said, they got the victory tonight, 14-point victory over Riverton Park. A big night for two of their players. Logan Harmison was the leading scorer tonight, finished with 18 points. He was 6 of 12 from the field. He chipped in 4 and 5 from the free throw line, but just a solid player. I was looking at the roster, and it's kind of interesting. You know, he is a leading scorer tonight. It certainly looked like a player that had a lot to do, but he's not listed on the roster, so... I don't know if he was a late addition. I don't know how a player as talented as him doesn't make the roster, but he had a big night. Austin Durham, 17 points for him. He was 6 of 10, 5 of 9 from the free throw line. So he really came alive in that second half in particular. A lot of penetration buckets for him. Alton Martin finished the game with 5 points, all 5 of those coming from the free throw line as he finished 5 of 6. Chase Little had 2 points, and Drew Sheridan had 2 points as well. Braden Wagner, he came off the bench. He had 4 points. He is 1 of 1 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Didn't get many shots up, but when he did, he made them count. As a team, Attica went 12 of 24, 2-point baskets. That's 50%. They were 2 of 9 from behind the 3-point line. So they certainly didn't settle for that shot too often. They were 22% there. And they were 18 of 24 from the free throw line. For Riverton Park, their leading scorer tonight, they actually had co-leaders in that department. Jonathan Verasco finished with 9 points. Just 2 of 14, though, from the field for him. And 2 of 11 from behind the 3-point line. He was 3 of 3, though, from the free throw line. The other player with 9 points was Brogan Sanders. He was 3 of 4 from the field. All 3 of his buckets were 3-point shots as well. Andrew Gregg had 5 points tonight. 2 of 8 shooting. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line as well. Several players with 2 points include Caleb Dickey, Ryan Steele-Smith, and Ken Kirchhoff. Caleb Dickey, unfortunate for him. Once again, 1 of 3 shooting. 1 of 11 from two-point range, 0 for 2 from the free throw line. I guess I missed Avery Brittick. He had 4 points. He was 2 of 9 from the field. And then Ian Kyle, he knocked down a free throw for 1 point. As you look at the totals, Rivers and Park went 6 of 27 from two-point range. That's 22%, 18% from three-point line. They were 5 of 28 there. And then they went 7-11 from the free throw line, so 64%. As a total, that's 11 of 55 from the field shooting for just 20%. And unfortunately, trying to make a run in the fourth, they only went 3 of 18 from the field. So missed shots really was a big part of that. But I think you look at the discrepancy between the three-point shots. These are two stats that jump out to me. First of all, Riverton attempted 28 three-point shots, just 9 to Attica. And then the free throws as well. Attica attempts 24 free throws tonight. Riverton Park just 11. So two big differences in those departments of the game. Really, I think it's an uphill battle if you're going to give the team that many free throws, especially on a night that you're struggling.
Well, thanks, Stephen. Outstanding job, as always, and points well made. It's now time for our three post-game awards, the first of which, our Play of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning in Clinton. And that will go to Riverton Park's Brogan Sanders. Brogan, as Stephen mentioned, one of the leading scorers in the ball game for Riverton Park with 9 points, but did a lot on very few shots. He connected on 3 of 4 field goals, all three of those being three-point shots. So congratulations to Brogan Sanders, our Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning Player of the Game. Our high-energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC. We'll go to senior Andrew Gregg, 5 points in the ball game, but really felt like his work on the offensive board, Stephen, gave Riverton Park some hope. They were down by 9. It allowed them to kind of sneak back in the ball game, although they couldn't quite get over the hump. I thought that his effort was really key for this ball club tonight. Unfortunately, he fouls out of the ball game late. But nonetheless, an outstanding job. Andrew Gregg, our Park County RMC High Energy Player of the Game. And last but not least, our six-man spark plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships in Clinton. That will go to Ryan Steelsmith, the 6-foot junior off of the bench. 2 points, as always, does a very good job on the defensive end and really – from an energy standpoint, brings it off the bench and very unselfish, you can just tell. Coach looks at him and says, I need a couple of minutes of a lot of energy and always willing and eager to get in and give that to Coach Simmons. So congratulations to Ryan Steelsmith, our Jackson Family Dealerships 6-man spark plug Player of the Game. Well, that's going to wrap things up here, folks. We'd like to thank Jib Osborne back in the studio for all of his good work, as always. He does an outstanding job of taking care of us more than anyone truly realizes. We'd also like to thank all of the fine sponsors who make our broadcast possible and for sponsoring our youth and our local schools and community. So encourage you to go out and spend your time at those businesses. I'll also like to thank those of you who have tuned in tonight. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's ball game as much as we have enjoyed bringing it to you. Once again, that's going to wrap things up. Our next broadcast will be next Friday night from North Vermillion. It will be Rockville on the road against the Falcons in a WRC contest. I believe that will be you and I one more time, Steve, and then we'll follow that up next Saturday night, Rockville at Turkey Run. So next weekend will be a doubleheader. They talk about some inclement weather, either already here or on the way. We're not too sure, but if you're out there traveling, folks, be extra careful, and we hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in to High School Athletics on the True Oldies 104.9 WAXI.
When built right, some things just last. Like an American Standard heating and air system, ranked the longest-lasting brand by readers of a national testing and research magazine. American Standard, the highest standard for comfort.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is built right, also with lasting quality and steadfast reliability. Build a relationship with Andrews today, one that you can depend on for years to come. Call Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning at 765-832-9401.
The games are on us.
1049 WAXI, Rockville, Clinton, a DLC media station.
Our postgame show has been presented by the Fountain Trust Company, serving families in Fountain, Montgomery, Tippecanoe, and Park Counties. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long. The home for exciting high school sports on 1049 WAXI.